WTBQ. Hello and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and thanks for joining us. And don't go anywhere, because we're going to get you a little more creative. You want to get that money? You want to get that job? You want to get those things you want? Well, maybe you need to bring out your creativity. Danny Gregory has written, I think, 7 books about art, and they're really terrific books. They're really wonderful. I think this one that I'm holding in my hand that we're going to talk about now, Art Before Breakfast, is completely sold out everywhere, and I can see why. Art Before Breakfast, a zillion ways to be more creative no matter how busy you are. This is a fun book, but it's also a very interesting book to bring out your creativity. It makes me want to start to draw. In fact, last night I was doing this even before breakfast and a little bit this morning, and I want to welcome Danny Gregory to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Great, thanks.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I am also watching a film about you, The Art of Breakfast, a film about Danny Gregory. You know, this is so creative what you have done with this book, Art Before Breakfast. It's more than just before breakfast. Obviously, you can pick it up at any time. But basically, what you're saying is, for one thing, you art what you eat. If you start to draw your coworkers, the food you're eating, the scenes before you as you're sitting, it's a little bit more than doodling. We bring out our creativity, is what you're saying?
Not only that, but we also make our lives richer. Mm. We start to see what it is that we're experiencing. We start to see the things around us, the beauty that there is in everyday objects. We start to record these moments and to actually deepen our memories of every experience that we have, because when you draw, you slow down, mm-hmm. you observe, you notice things that you take for granted,
yeah.
you notice things that you think you understand, and then when you start to draw them, you realize, this is actually kind of different than I thought, and that then it kind of deepens your whole kind of relationship with life, I think, in lots of ways.
Yeah, I can see that. And as I'm looking through the book, which is very colorful, and it's all full of different ways to draw. It's, you know, you draw the plant in front of you. You draw, as I said, what you're eating. You draw the bottle of wine, the whatever you're sitting. You also draw portraits, which is, I love faces, so I can understand doing that. And, you know, drawing someone's face, even if it's sketching, you know, you start to see, as you say, something very interesting in them. So we like them more. We feel more connection to people. And I think that's what art really does. It makes us feel, as you said, more connected. You say that creativity can become a habit that fits into your life. But aren't our lives just a little too busy for this?
Well, they are, but we fill our days from, you know, beginning to end with all kinds of stuff that maybe doesn't give us these benefits. So, you know, next time you're spending time on Facebook or you're, you know, watching some TV show that you're kind of bored by, think about that and think about, well, could I be using, you know, just a few moments a day? This isn't, you don't have to go away and take weekend workshops and classes and sign up for, you know, expensive equipment. You just need to slow down and a couple times a day or even less often, just pause, do a little drawing, write down a thought in a book, and, you know, carry on with your day.
And you don't have to be particularly great. Now, some of these are particularly great in here, and some are just average. Have you done all the work in the book? Because, it's, as I said, it's very colorful, full of wonderful little just everyday drawings, your keys, trucks on the street, you know, people sitting, people reading, buses, you know, things like that. Have you done all these yourself?
All of these are my drawings, yeah. There's actually one that's done by a friend of mine who is 7 years old, but other than that, everything is mine. And I put in drawings, you know, that are, I'm not a professional illustrator. You know, I'm not even really a professional artist. I'm just a person who likes to use art as part of their life. So this book is full of drawings that some were done, you know, when I was tired. Some were done in 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Some of them were done more thoughtfully and more carefully. But they're all just moments in my life, and that's really what they stand for to me, as opposed to perhaps being, you know, important works of art to hang on the wall.
You say you're not an artist, which, of course, I love your work in here, so I would think it's very artistic, but I'm not an artist, so I can't tell, but it certainly looks, it's fun to look at. But you're not an artist, but you certainly are a writer. This is your 7th book, I think,
right.
And you're very successful at this. If you weren't an artist, how did you come around to being so involved in art?
Well, you know, I think the term artist is something that gets in the way of people. You know, I think when you think of an artist like, you know, Michelangelo or Van Gogh, I'm not that kind of an artist. I'm not even an artist who shows his work in galleries. But art is part of my life. And I think my feeling is that we're all born artists. You know, when we were 5, 6, 7 years old, we all loved to draw. And it was just a part of what we all did. We didn't worry about our skills, our talent, or what other people thought of what we did. And that's really what I want to get back to in life, is to to have that fun, to have that kind of creative energy without worrying about, you know, is this my job?
Mm-hmm. And that doing that artwork can open up other, let's say, avenues in our head to, you know, other areas where we can be creative instead of being frustrated or angry and sitting, you know, just being, you know, frustrated over something. You know how we can just get and complain and yell. If we sit down and we start to draw something, to paint something, does that open us up to maybe alternatives for what's going on, make us see things in a different light?
I really think it does. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a number of ways. One is drawing is just a meditative kind of practice. Mm-hmm. It calms you down. It's calming. It's fun. It's relaxing. But I think on another level, once you start drawing and you do it for a little while, even for just a few weeks, you'll start to say to yourself, hey, I'm pretty good at this. I'm actually better than I thought. And that inevitably leads to the next question, which is, what else am I better at than I think? Mm-hmm. You know, what else could I get good at? You know, and maybe this kind of gateway experience will move you on to, I don't know, playing the piano, acting in a local community, writing short stories. Once you start to think of yourself as a creative person and giving yourself permission to do that, it can lead to so many things, and it can lead to things in your job as well, where suddenly you are looking at things differently, you're solving problems differently, you're more open-minded, you're more able to see things from other people's points of view because you have experienced the world as it truly is instead of just the way you make it up.
Yeah, there's a certain freedom in this, too. There's a freedom to let loose. I mean, you can rip it up. You don't have to show anyone. You don't have, you know, or you can keep it and look at it and say, wow, that was really good, or that was really fun, or that really turned out interesting. So there's a freedom that you don't have to, you know, to show this to anyone. So you don't have to prove anything. Oh, gosh, is it good enough? That, you know, that limits us in so many ways in life. Are we good enough at this? Are we good enough at that? What if I'm embarrassed? You don't have to be embarrassed. This is all about you, right?
Exactly, and it's about the process. It's not about the ultimate results. Most of the books, the drawings that I did in this book, I didn't intend them to be in a book. You know, they intended them to be my sketchbook, and that was just for me.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you know, what I'm saying to people is, don't even feel like you're doing a drawing to hang on the fridge. You're just doing it because it's fun to do, and think of it more like making a sandwich. You know, you might have a bit of fun, put a bit of creativity in how you construct your lunch, but then you eat it and it's gone.
Right, right.
You know, look at it that way. It's not about going and being an artist professionally. It's not about hanging it in a museum. It's just one more way to enjoy yourself, to connect with the world around you, and possibly to connect with other people, because that's a really important part of this.
Well, I suspect many people will surprise themselves that they'll do a few and really like one and really hang it on the fridge because you're proud of it. I mean, there's something fun. I haven't painted in a long time, but I used to. And when my daughter was little, we used to paint every summer outside with our little easels, and I thought, this is fun for her. And the truth was, it was great fun for me. And I think it's a wonderful habit to get back into, especially with little children, but at any age, it's a wonderful habit. And it's a wonderful book, Art Before Breakfast. Annie Gregory, thank you so much for joining us here today. Appreciate
it. It was great talking to you.
It was great talking to you, too. Wonderful book, everyone. I love this book. Anyway, it's Annie Gregory. Everything is on Shannon's Corner. Just go there and go right. There's a direct link to the artist and each guest you hear on WTBQ on Shannon's Corner. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, don't forget to make good choices.